Our next presenter is Ann Gordon. She is the project chair of the Pennsylvania Immunization Coalition, as well as the chair of the Southeast Pennsylvania Regional Coalitions.
Well, thank you, everyone. It gives me great pleasure today to be here to present to you an exciting sports immunization promotion. This was a project that we conducted in the greater Philadelphia area, and we had lots of fun pulling this off. So as you can see that the title of the slide here, Many Hands Make Light Work, really goes to show the collaborative efforts of all the regional coalitions in the greater Philadelphia area that came together for one unified message to get immunizations, the word out that immunization saves lives, and to make it more of a common theme in our area and to hopefully combat some of the naysayers out there. A little bit of background. We started back in 2008. And these are the regional coalitions as they're listed here. The Martin Flu Foundation, for those who are not aware, there's a woman by the name of Diane McGowan who formed this foundation due to her son's death from influenza back in 2005. So they were also, Martin Flu Foundation is out of the Lehigh County, and they too came on as one of our partners. Okay, so moving on, let's do a project. What are we going to do? We have all these coalitions coming together. We needed a big, we had to do something big here, and where we would have a big captive audience and something that we would get our biggest bang for our bucks. And obviously, being all nonprofit organizations, we had little bucks to begin with, and one big unified message. Okay, so let's play ball with the Philadelphia Phillies. It's you know, apple pie and home and family, and maybe we can get the message across. So this is a big task, and what we did, we wound up making a phone call, and we found out that there were three ways that we could be involved with the Phillies organization. The first was the Wives Club. And the second being a corporate sponsorship, and that involves so much money. I mean, this, we're talking about being able to put signs up around the stadium, and obviously we were not there. And the third way was ticket sales. So, but let me go on. Oh, I bopped right back. Okay, obviously I'm not finished with this slide. Okay. With the tick, I will go in through a little bit and explain to you when we did call, and our coalition decided to go with ticket sales, because initially when we made our phone call, we were told that we needed to sell 500 tickets. And in order, by selling 500 tickets for a Phillies game, that ensured that we would receive, we would have box seats. We would be able to show a 3-minute video, which is wonderful for us to be able to get some good messages out. We would be able to throw out the first pitch, have a tour of the facility. There was the Phillies Hall of Fame. And I don't think I'm missing anything else with that. I have my little cheering section down here. So now, some of you, I'm sure, have met B. Diddy already at our conference. For those of you who have not, B. Diddy is a mascot, and B. Diddy is out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and he is the Immunization Coalition's mascot. But B. Diddy's dream was to meet the Philly Fanatic. So B. Diddy, as you see here, as in Bigger Than Life, did get to the Phillies game and has interacted with the Philly Fanatic there. But I wanted to just give you a little plug about how wonderful it is to even consider having a mascot with your coalitions. We were able, since B. Diddy has been with our coalition, he has truly opened many doors to different opportunities. We've gone through health fairs. B. Diddy's been in parades. He has opened grand openings at hospitals he's been invited to. He's very famous now. Not as famous as the Philly Fanatic, but, you know, he lives in a beehive on Beehive Road in Bucks County. We've even had some politicians who have opted for photo ops with B. Diddy. So we're fortunate to have him here. And B. Diddy, one of the things that our coalition, our SEPA coalition, decided to do was to take B. Diddy's and formulate a letter and send it to the Philly Fanatic. So as you can see, this is just part of the letter that I'm showing, but there's more that we had handouts. And there's a full letter there, but the letter is such a warm and fuzzy letter, so hopefully you'll take time to read the whole complete letter. But this really opened by doing the letter. The letter actually opened the door with the Philly Fanatic. So by the time we wound up getting to the game, there was much interaction with the Fanatic and our mascot, which was a lot of fun. So let me just go over some of the coalition activities that we needed to do to even pull this off. There was a lot of work behind the scenes. Our initial contact with the Phillies organization, we had a lot of meetings that we had to pull together. And mind you, there's many, you know, there's quite a few coalitions. So trying to set up schedules and, you know, with sometimes some conflicts, and we would have some phone conferences. How do we advertise? What do we do? You know, how do we get this word out? We have to sell 500 tickets. It's a lot of tickets. Well, we decided, well, we needed to have some flyers made up, and these flyers were sent out through emails and through all the various coalitions and the coalition members, word of mouth. We put information on paycheck stubs. Even, you know, within the health department where I work out of, on our paycheck stub, we were able to send messages to any county health worker or any county worker. So that went out, and we also, one of the main messages on our flyer was that you were receiving a $4 discount on each ticket. Now, that was part of with selling 500 tickets. If you were an agency, you would be able to even possibly make that money, but we wanted to pass on that discount to families, and hopefully it would be an incentive for people to buy tickets and help us meet our quota. Making a 3-minute video was a feat for us initially. None of us are high tech. Excuse me, there's a majority of us were nurses in the coalitions, and really that was not in our course curriculum. So, and plus, as I said, we had really limited funding, so pulling that off was a feat for us. But we had a lot of fun doing it. We applied for a mini grant, and we wanted to have some rally towel that, you know, that we were able to just to be shaking in the stands so we would get some attention to our cause. The Phillies organization also provided a website that people could go to and purchase their tickets through the website, so there was no handling of money on our end, which was wonderful. Okay, then we were together, of course, in our meetings, and we think, you know, we need a slogan. We need a unified message. So this message that we've come up with was cover your bases, get immunized, which is really a great saying, which we capitalized on and put it on our rally towel here. And as you can see, you know, we emphasize first base with infant, second base with child, and third base teens, and of course home plate being the adult immunizations. We went even further, lapel pins. Now, mind you, we've been doing this for a few years, so the first year lapel pin was not here, but the lapel pin, which is what I'm wearing, they're also available. And then this whole theme of this get immunized, cover your bases, get immunized, went into our video, and this was our final video. Over the past 3 years, we did a series of 3 videos. The first one being somewhat amateurish, I will say. The second one being a little bit better, and actually it was a lot better, and the third one just being different, more captivating the audience. And I'll go through that a little bit later in the presentation here. As you see, lot of recognition. Here we are at the game, you know, Adult Immunization Awareness Group Night. That was one of the signs that got posted. We were there in August, so this was, we decided that this would be good to promote adult immunizations there. One of the things that we found out when we really started looking into information, how much information is out there regarding adult immunizations, and at the time, we had some difficulty. There wasn't as much out there, and we thought this was a good cause. It was August, let's go with it. Here's another, Southeast PA Immunization Coalition Night. And this is where you see the FAST Fact. That was part of our video that was being shown there and telling you immunization prevents 2.5 million child deaths every year from diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and measles. This was the first year, you know, and announcing Diane McGowan throwing out the first pitch. And of course, accompanied by B. Diddy, he did walk her out. And another, just some of the questions. Who needs a flu shot? Well, you do. You know, this is common. You need this. Good messages that were on the Jumbotron here. Okay, now this is a great photo shot here. We have B. Diddy, but B. Diddy's, you know, he really has limited vision, and a little is, you know, lopsided here could be with his head. So we have the beekeeper who actually is his guide. So that's why he's there. And the Philly Fanatic, and there's Diane McGowan. So it was a great night. This was our first Phillies game in 2008. Our second year, okay, we went and we honored Dr. Paul Offit from Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. And he threw out the first pitch. Our video that was shown that year, you know, as I said, the first year our video was amateurish, and it basically consisted of us nurses pulling together pictures of our family, throwing in facts of immunizations, and having some catchy music in the background, and a PowerPoint slide. But we did our best, but that theme was immunizations across the lifespan. This time, we had some help from the Department of Health in Pennsylvania and the PAIC, the Immunization Coalition, and we produced a professional video, which was wonderful. There's a video with Dr. Offit, and there's four scenarios that Dr. Offit is shown. There's four vignettes, and each vignette shows different times in adulthood, young adulthood, throughout our adulthood that we need vaccines. One is covering a young college student going off to college, what vaccines they need. Another one was a family who were adopting a child overseas. So overseas travel and, you know, what vaccines do we need to protect ourselves with. A third vignette was people within a family having someone who is immunocompromised living, what vaccines do you need? And that knowledge that you need to be updated with vaccines. And then the fourth was having an elderly member moving back into a family and coming back, and let's protect not only grandmom, great-grandmom, but, you know, ourselves too. So it's a great video. I would like to just put a little plug in here that we do have on the side here. We have order sheets for some videos. The first video we are not pushing at all. I will announce that. That's not for sale. That's in the archives now. I have to tell you, we started, you know, laughing about the first video. Our first video, we started with that. Some of you in the audience may remember the nurse holding a baby and that horrible pertussis cough, the whoop. Well, we were into the wow effect. Let's get them. I mean, we were, in, you know, we were so grassroots in the very beginning. You know, what can we do to just to make them stop and look while we had a baby choking on the video? So it was, when we look back, we laugh about it and how we've grown from that. Our final video is a graphically designed video that is focused on baseball. And one of the things we found, you know, the lessons that we learned, and I guess the third time is a charm, was that we needed to pull the crowd in to pay attention. And, you know, Dr. Offit, as great as he is and as wonderful as we feel, you know, in the medical community, the Philly fans couldn't get it at first, so, which bothered us, you know. And so we went with the graphically designed video, and that was a lot of fun pulling that one off. Now, this was last year, 2010. Now, the picture's not all that good, and I apologize for that. But we had the Philadelphia mayor, Nutter, and his wife. His wife actually is the one who threw out the first pitch. So, you know, you can see them right in the middle, and they were having a great time. Beat Diddy's head's all the way in the back there, that big yellow thing. But he was out there on the field. So, interestingly, after she threw out the first pitch, I went to their suite. They didn't need the box seats, by the way. They had a suite. And I went to her suite, and going up in the elevator with one of the Phillies representatives, he looked at me and he said, "People watched your video." And I just was so proud because I knew all the work over the past 3 years that we had done. And when I walked in, Mrs. Nutter was like, "That was a great video." So it was, yeah, it was just, for us, it was, you know, it was one of my highlights. Okay, so this is really interesting. This is that letter that that B. Diddy sent really worked, because Philly Fanatic, there was another mascot there from another organization. He didn't even pay any mind to that mascot. He went over to B. Diddy, took him for a ride out, but I think there might have been a little bit too much competition there, and the Philly Fanatic left him out in center field and waved at him and came back in. So that was, and the poor bee is by himself coming back with the head. But we all were laughing with that. Now, here is a picture of the rally towels. And at the same time, we had, as you can see, everyone's having fun here, and we're showing our towels. And we also had some signs. We were trying to, how can we get this message across here? We're just a little group. And we devised some signs that we have some messages, and I think maybe we're going to hold them up. So hold them. That was some in the stands that we were holding. So as you can tell, you know, I got to, you know, just tell you that if you don't have fun at a project and enjoy what you're doing, you know, it doesn't work all the time. You need to really have that inner passion. Okay, so reasons why. Why did we do this? Well, you know, yeah, it was Adult Immunization Awareness Month, you know, and we did have the captive audience. They were in their seats. But the publicity, we wound up even having a press release done, which was great. We promoted ourselves as our coalitions. We gave recognition to Diane McGowan, to Dr. Paul Offit, to people who help us with immunization promotion. And the biggest, we got the word out that immunizations save lives. Okay, now these are some new sporting venues. Thank you. As you can see, we have hockey, we have basketball, soccer, maybe football. But what we've done, we've actually have moved into, when we were at the Phillies game, we were approached by someone who was there from the Flyers organization, was very impressed that we were able to sell 500 tickets. Actually, we sold 580-some tickets the first year, which was a feat. So we did pull that off. So here we go to the Flyers organization, and these are our themes here. Avoid the penalty, take the shot. Influenza protection is our goal. So one, the key message is you really need to have a theme, you know, a message that you're putting out there. Not only did we put have messages, we have them on T-shirts, as you can see over here in the penalty box. We gave away free T-shirts. The American Lung Association also partnered with us, and Faces of Influenza also joined the SEPA group. And as you can see, what we did here was we, in order to get a free T-shirt, you needed to make a pledge, and we would have them hold your hand up. I solemnly pledge that I will get a flu shot. Here's your T-shirt. We had fun. So this was a good thing. People, of course, obviously, you see we were using the flyer colors. Now, this is a picture. I love this sneeze. Now, this is me and four of my children, but we're all vaccinated with our influenza vaccine. But this was my little lesson to them about covering their mouth when they sneeze. Okay, so where do we go from here? Well, geez, you know, sky's the limit. We actually have been, we've had four other coalitions in the state of Pennsylvania that have gone with minor league teams. We have approached a little league team in Bucks County. We are sponsoring a team. We are also investing in a billboard with Cover Your Bases, Get Immunized, not a big thing to do. There's neighborhood youth centers. We're looking in and have contacted people with the Little League World Series, and hopefully we can have a table there this year. I want to mention that we have a sports toolkit with a lot of these things that we're pulling together. Also, we've contacted the Philadelphia Union Soccer League, and we hopefully will be working with them this year. But the sports toolkit is on the PAIC website, immunizepa.org, so please check that out. Okay, so this here, you know, ending up with Little League, so go ahead, swing away, you never know. You just might hit a grand slam. So this idea that we had of B. Diddy meeting Philly Fanatic has grown past. I mean, it just totally took wings and flew. So I'd like to thank you, but I'd like to finish with just maybe showing you our finished product of our video this year. Some of you, I'm sure, have seen it shown in the Grand Ballroom. But let me see if I can. Here we go. Restart. Okay, I think I got that.
So as you can see, this is a keeper, this one. And this is also is available. We have received some phone calls from coalitions in other states. And this video made Video of the Week with the IAC Express last year. And we're real proud of it. So if you want to take this on, please believe me when I tell you, it's a lot of fun. Go to our toolkit. You're more than welcome to call me for any help. I have a great team here in front of me, too many people to even list. And without people who can step out of the box and be creative thinkers, we would not have been able to pull this project. So I thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. What an appropriate presentation for opening day. We're just about out of time, but I think we can take one or two questions before the end of the session.
More comment. I just want to thank you so much. I want to tip my nursing hat to you for showing how creative and multi-talented nurses are, who are greatly underrepresented in this conference. So thank you. And please, I ask anybody who has any influence here, create a nursing track for this conference. It's sorely needed. Thanks to both of you today.
That was really well done, and thank both of you for a great presentation. Were you able to determine or find a baseline and see what kind of rise you had in immunizations after that kind of a campaign?
You know what? I wish we were more technical in that area and follow through more, but I will tell you that each year, you know, just even the flyers, you know, coming up to us and wanting us to be a part of it, and us coming back year to year and being able to do this, I'm sure that we have helped with the immunization rates, but no, we have not tracked that.
Okay. I'm sure you have too.
Our biggest thing was, because there's so many naysayers out there, just to make it part of baseball, an all-American, you know, sport. This is immunizations. It's all part of just our normal life. So.
And did you offer any flu shots during any of this? Just curious.
Me?
Did you offer any of the flu shots or anything during your...
No. You know, I got to tell you, with the Flyers game, they'd be trashed. And if any, as far as after the first period, alcohol was a major issue there. And it really was not the setting, you know, to offer free shots.
We should really have that video at every major league game in the country.
Well,
it's... Yes. It's clever, it's quick, it's bold. I just think that we probably could look at something wider than just individuals coming to you to, because it's a good thing. And if just imagine if whenever you go to a ball game, you see it.
That would be wonderful if it could just, yes, throughout the country. That'd be great. We'd love that. Any helpers here?
At this time, we're going to have to wrap things up. Please join me in thanking our wonderful presenters.